All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to my new podcast. It's called Drinks First. I'm just going to preface it a little bit. What you guys are about to get into is possibly what might possibly be the best journey of your life. I mean, come on. So essentially, the idea is that all my friends, me included, think dating is so hard, and we live in New York City, and we're young, hot, successful, ambitious, like, what the hell? Like, I don't get it, and like, neither do any of my friends, so like, I'm here to figure it out. I'm gonna be having conversations with eligible single people in New York City. You will not know who they are, but by the end of the episode, you are interested in hitting them up or meeting them, you can find me on Instagram, DM me. There'll be some more information on the Instagram page, and we can try and figure out if that will actually work. The podcast guest will be able to choose if they want to reach out to you, but yeah, hit the DMs. There's no shame in sliding, because honestly, you're probably educated and like worthy if you're listening to this podcast. So let's get started. All right. So here is the drum roll, please. Our very first guest on Drinks First, because you know, drinks first and then dinner. So, and if you're not the kind of person who does that, then figure shit out. We have our fabulous first guest. You won't know who she is, but she'll tell you a bit about herself. So, welcome.
What's up? Hello. I guess we'll just start from square one.
From
New York.
Yeah.
New York, born and bred.
Born and raised.
My whole life, baby. What else? I'm obviously single. That's why we're here. Been some complicated situations.
And why she's single, we don't know.
It's probably because I went to all-girls school for 17 years of my life.
I mean,
maybe.
That, like,
perhaps
might have something
to
do with it.
Could be a reason. Not in my control. I mean, partially, but, like, not fully. But, yeah. So, we're graduated. We're out here on the town.
That's true. We are new graduates, fully out here.
We're fully out here trying to date because I can sleep.
Trying to date while living at home.
Oh my god. Well, that's the least of my problems. I don't have anyone I'm inviting over. Literally, no. We have not gotten to that step yet because people are trash.
People are trash. Okay, so you mentioned you went to all-girls school for 17 years.
For far too long.
And that's how we know each other.
Exactly.
Love
a good seven-sister school, but it does get in the way of dating, I guess.
I guess.
Like, unless you're just, like, out here trying to hook up with anyone at any party at any time.
Also, just, like, unless you're into girls. Like,
yeah, but, like,
I'm sure that works.
It's fucking complicated.
Really?
I can't imagine dating another girl. I feel like it would just
What's
be,
that like,
so
like,
much more.
Girls dating other girls at an all-girls school? I mean, we, like, kind of knew people.
I had, like, honestly, like, one lesbian friend.
Really?
If that. Like, it was not.
Do we think people
I never,
are,
like, dipped
out?
In the pond
or, like,
ever, obviously. Well, not obviously, but, like, I was never
yeah.
into that. But, like, I don't know. I feel like flirting would be a total different ballgame, and it would stress me out.
That's true, because also then you're surrounded by people you're into.
Yeah.
The whole time.
I know. Well, you can't be into everyone.
Oh, no,
like,
obviously
I'm sure you're
not,
into,
like,
certain,
like,
people, but, yeah, it's definitely, like, I feel like I've met a lot more straight girls, honestly.
I
believe
it.
Because everyone's so fucking thirsty. It's, like, disgusting, so. But, like, I just didn't focus on that, I feel like, when I was in school.
Yeah, I mean, you got priorities.
I had so much other stuff to do, like, I didn't even, I just wanted to go to bed.
Tell me about school. Like, what did you study?
I was an American Studies major, really thriving in that race and ethnicity concentration.
Yes, girl.
Out here writing
we love
about
a
racial tension. You know, like, all that stuff, all the protesting, riots, all that stuff.
Nice.
Love music. Yeah, I just studied that.
She's a big Elvis stan.
I'm a huge Elvis stan. I'm a huge hip-hop/rap stan. We love that. From all years, we love that.
We love it.
Yeah, like, just generally that's what I studied.
And, like, did you... Well, you have been in New York, I guess.
I have. I've been in New York this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the truest of a New Yorker. Have you, like, been working here?
I have. I interned at 100 million places throughout college. I interned at some fashion magazines. And then before I went abroad, I got a job, like a part-time job, because I didn't think I could hold a year-long internship. And then when I got back from abroad, I interned again.
Where did you go abroad?
I went to Spain, Madrid, Hala, all my Madrileños
more like,
in the building.
Hola. can we now? I'm out. We end this podcast right
literally,
here.
Good night.
Just adios.
Ciao.
Okay. All right. Back to the schedule.
So yeah, Madrid was also like not particularly productive in the love department.
That's fair.
But like, that's probably for many other reasons. But also because my schoolwork was low key hard for absolutely.
That's actually true. Like. We had very different experiences abroad.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I was just living my life, not doing shit.
I could not fuck around for the life of me.
I went to school once a week.
I had exams on the European Union.
That is crazy.
I had to memorize literally everything.
I literally just, I didn't do anything.
I wish. That's how I felt when I graduated college. But when I was abroad, I was suffering. And then I ran out of ADD meds and I fucking died. 3 months.
You couldn't get that shit in Spain?
I should have brought it with me, but then they held it at customs. Because my dad tried to ship it over like a moron. Why would you try to ship ADD medication to Spain? Obviously, they're going to get it.
You couldn't, like, go get it.
It's held at customs in Madrid.
Madrid
Barajas Airport, literally for 3 months, and then they sent it back.
Oh, God.
I was like, are you fucking kidding? I fell asleep for a week, and I couldn't stop eating for literally an entire week.
No.
And then I could not keep my eyes open, and it was, like, midterms, and I was like, I feel like I'm dying.
I feel like you should have been able to get a hold of some meds.
I mean, like,
you know there's some kids in Spain out here just, like, snorting
Isn't
Adderall
it, like, illegal
for fun.
In Italy, like, ADD meds specifically or something?
I have no clue.
It's ridiculous.
That doesn't stop anyone, you know?
Well, I know, but I wasn't about to go on, like, the black market.
Hit up a dealer
yeah,
and be like,
hey,
can I get some Ritalin? I am feeling,
like,
actually
like,
slow.
I feel sluggish.
Yeah.
I'm falling the fuck asleep.
You're
no.
like, I medically need this.
I was not, no, I seriously was unwell. I would come back and take naps and eat fucking everything, and there was no goddamn peanut butter in that country, so I fucking died.
Really?
No, they don't eat peanut butter. I had to go to the Spanish health food store, and they would give me like 3 ounces of peanut butter, and I was like, I don't want Captain Money. I want
Skippy.
I want healthy peanut butter.
Oh,
want
you want that,
shit.
Like, you're one of those. You're one of those,
yes,
like,
I want
to go to Whole Foods and churn my own
yes.
almond butter type
yes,
bitch.
But then I'd have to go to the
Spend $18 for a tub of...
No, it's only $4.
There's
so
no
cheap.
Way.
No, I swear to God, I get it every 3 days. I get a new tub of peanut butter because I go through that shit so fast.
Wow, one time I went to Trader Joe's with my friend and she literally spent $18... Not Trader Joe's, obviously. Obviously not my man, Trader Joe. No, Whole Foods. She went to Whole Foods, grinded her own fucking almond nut butter.
Well, almonds are expensive. You have to label it as peanut butter, and then you can get away.
That's what I told her to do. That's what I told her to do. You think anybody cares?
My mom labels quinoa as spelt every time it's 125.
Your mom is
so good.
Scheming.
Literally, she's scheming.
That's mad funny.
Scheming this. Because who the fuck buys spelt?
No,
I don't even know what that is.
How did she?
It's like some random grain.
Good God.
I have no idea. But yeah, so that was abroad
yes.
for me. Then I came back, interned at Barney's for a year.
Let's take a moment of silence for Barney's.
Literally, moment of silence. R.I.P. So sad.
I mean, they kind of deserved it.
Not everyone who works there is. Just kidding. Not everyone, but most people.
Most people.
Kind of pretentious.
I've worked at places like that too.
Yeah, but that also had like no romantic prospects because I was working a job and I interned and I did school.
Also, just like working in fashion, the pickings are slim.
Oh, they're all gay or assholes.
So yeah, that's what I mean. The pickings are slim.
It's just not, no bueno. But yeah, so then, and then we graduated.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Just literally crazy times. Not one singular college boyfriend. We love.
That's You know what?
Isn't that crazy?
It's fine, honestly. Just means you had your priorities straight. When I had a boyfriend in college, I literally spent time, like, just doing that, you know?
Well, it takes a lot of... I used to say, like, I just don't have the effort to, like, emotionally...
No, it's truly effort.
Another person.
It is actually effort.
Yeah.
So, when it's about you, it's about you. And, like,
I also had
whatever.
400 random roommates, so that was not about
that. That's so true.
Like, I cannot even explain.
Do you have any, like, horror stories with your roommates? Like, anything that's particularly bad?
My last roommate, like, she didn't walk in on me. She walked in on me hooking up with someone. But we were fully clothed. But it was still, like, fucking awkward. Because
yeah.
It was, like, a studio
room. Wait. You guys
it was literally, like...
Shared? Like, there were...
I did not have one single wall between my roommates for all 4 years of college.
I would die.
I lived in a double for 4 years. Shoot me in the face. Literally. She walks in, busts the fuck in. And I'm literally on
you gotta,
bed.
You
on
gotta
bed.
Keep a sock on your door. I actually know a girl in college who did that. It was, like, her first time hooking up ever. And that's what she thought... like, you were supposed to do, that she literally put a sock on the doorknob outside.
No, I was, first of all, I was plastered. I had about 400 margaritas, and then I came back, and for some reason had more to drink.
That's how it works.
And then, like, I didn't have the, I was not in the proper headspace to be, like,
let me take my sock off and
yeah.
put it on the door.
So she comes home, and I'm just like, oh my god, this is, like, a joke right now. Like, this has never happened to me before.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom. And then they literally started talking.
No.
And I was like, abort. I gotta abort this mission
yeah.
real quick. But that was the only time that's ever happened to me. Thank God.
Good.
I've never walked in on anyone. Thank God.
Yeah. It's rough.
So, that's good.
Yeah.
But, jeez, that was awful.
So, no privacy ever. And
no privacy.
Here you are now, out here, out of college.
Out here, out of college, living at home.
Living at home. So, not necessarily the privacy we asked for.
No, I mean...
But it's the privacy,
privacy
we get.
I have a
you
room
know?
To myself,
that's
which is a step up.
Step up.
But, yeah, so here we are out of college.
And what do you got going on now? What are you doing?
I'm working part-time. At SoulCycle.
Okay.
I've been working there for
two years. For you guys, like, we don't know how much. Maybe I should, like, write up a contract or something about
shit
so we
don't
really get
care.
Sued.
No,
but, like,
really,
you know.
It's just my personal life. They can't sue me for that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
But, yeah, I've been there for, like, 2 years. 2 years and 2 months.
Happy 2 year anniversary.
Happy 2 year soul anniversary to me.
To you.
Same studio for all 2 years, which
yeah.
is lit.
You're living it up.
Love my coworkers, love the environment.
And love the free $40 workout classes.
Love
you get.
The free workout classes. Keeps you snatched.
Always.
Year long.
You've stayed snatched.
After-
so for all of you listening, you know, if she works at SoulCycle, her body is a banging, so.
Oh my god.
Just, you know, that's something I'd slip in there, so let's continue.
But yeah, like, love it. It's been, like, such a constant for me.
Yeah.
So I've been working there, like, all summer on that full-time job hunt,
mm-hmm.
you know. But yeah, it's been really fun. There have been dark moments
mm-hmm.
and light moments.
As
throughout
were.
My career, but now we're really in a great time and, like, love it.
Okay, let's
stuff.
Talk about the lows, and let's talk about some highs.
So the lows would be one of my previous managers.
Okay.
She
oh,
was...
Oh, yeah.
She just... I don't know what it was. We just did not mesh. And so that was just, like, a time in my life that, like, I just don't like. Because I would come home and my mom was like... What's wrong with you? Like, you just don't like work. And I was like, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, you're right, Mom.
I'm not friends with anyone there because I don't like her. So that was, like, a low. But that was, like, honestly the only low that I can think of. But that lasted for, like, 3 months. So that's why it was, like, a pretty significant one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she the crazy one who,
yeah.
like, voted for Trump?
No, she didn't vote for Trump, but she was just... She was just psychotic.
She got married. Is she the one who had a kid?
Nope. That's, she was, that was around my internship, who had a 5-year-old. She was 20.
Oh, yes.
She was 22. No. 25. She was 24, and she had a 5-year-old.
Oh, my God.
And her husband was in the military. And he had just gotten out of the military,
And then he was in Columbia GS.
Okay.
And so, I mean, her daughter was so cute. Her family was so cute. And then she told me she voted for Trump. And I was just like, wait, what? And then I realized we could stay together in a closet for the next 4 months. And so I just never brought up politics again.
Good God.
She was like, who'd you vote for? I was like, Hillary. And she was like, oh, you voted for Hillary? And I was like,
wait. And you're like, bitch, we're like, in New York. Don't be surprised.
Who? What the fuck? You voted for who? I was like, shook. But then she's from Staten Island. So like.
Yeah, I've never been to Staten Island. And like, I've lived here for 23
nice,
years
like,
of my
solid
life.
Solid girl. But 22. Like, why though? Why you gotta vote for him? Why?
Girl, I don't know. Maybe military?
It's 100% military.
What? How do you feel about military boys? You like that, right?
Oh, gosh. I'm like, I mean, I can't lie. I love a man in a uniform.
Yeah. Agreed.
Love a man in a uniform. Any uniform. Well, not any uniform, but like military.
Military, baseball.
Firefighters.
That's like your type.
Literally, firefighters.
I mean...
Hello.
Boys, if you're listening.
I like a man in a uniform. I literally was so into this guy. Had a great time. And then, as of late, I'm just, like, not into him because he decided not to text me back.
I don't get when people do that.
And like pictures on Instagram... Bitch, I fucking see that shit. You know I go to my following and look that shit
that
up.
Is like obvious. If you're trying to ghost someone or you're trying to like
dumb.
Slip away, like you're not being smart.
Don't be stupid. I will
you're
stalk
not
your
being
ass.
Sly. Like
I will
know.
Stalk your ass. Don't you ever.
And that's not even like stalking. Like going onto the following feed. Like that shit's just there.
It's
like,
literally there for everyone to see. So either you hide that shit or you text me back, bitch. What the fuck?
This is my thing. It's like, if things aren't going the way that you expect something to go with someone, like, don't ghost.
But also, like, what could I have... Literally, I said, when will you be in New York?
Yeah.
Ghost for 3 weeks. Bitch, the fuck? I texted you once.
I know.
I wasn't even on your ass.
I don't... This is the thing. It's like, if you're not feeling it, like, just be straight up.
Yeah.
Just be straight up. Don't waste my time.
Literally, just be like, hey... I don't even care if you're, like... I was actually talking to my friend about this back when I thought this other guy had a girlfriend. And she goes, just message him and say, you got a girl.
Please don't do that.
Like, no, obviously I'm not going to because now I know that he doesn't have a girl. But before, I was like, don't fuck with me. If you have a girl, don't text me. So if you're not into it and you have a girl, or if you don't, just say it.
Just say it. We
and also, like, don't, like, not... Like, I don't understand what you could have possibly felt that you would have been vibing with, considering, like, I spoke to you for a collective 8 hours.
Yeah, I mean, that's, like, honestly, that's on them.
No, I'm, exactly, that's why I'm not
like,
pressed.
It's their issue, obviously,
I'm
but
not
the thing
pressed.
Is, it's just, like, if you're gonna ghost someone, one, you're putting in more effort ghosting them than, like,
just being, like, LOL
any,
soon.
Or just being, like... Yo, like, not gonna be back for a while, like...
Right, but I leave your ass alone.
Yeah, like...
Also, yeah.
Think I'm gonna be busy for a bit. Like, and trust me, girls are not fucking stupid. Like, we
They
get
know
it.
What that means.
We
yeah.
get it. Like, if you're done, you're done. And that's it.
Like, it's just, like...
There are some crazy bitches out there, but, like...
just keep going.
This is the thing. Like, I'm hoping that there will be no crazy bitches on this podcast, so...
No,
the pickings are right. They're
also,
good.
Yeah, like, I double texted you one time in my goddamn life.
I don't get it. You know what I heard today on a podcast that this girl,
good.
Like, did to stalk someone to figure out that he was cheating? She checked his Snapchat score, and, like, he was at work, and... Because you can, like, go on Snapchat and click on someone's profile and look at their Snapchat score. And they're not allowed to have their phones at work. She kept... checking the score all day and it went up and that's how she knew because he was not responding to her.
They think they can fucking escape.
And I'm like, bitches be crazy, but also that's genius.
No, genius, but also like you think that I can't figure that shit. I'm literally world's number one. I can find anyone.
Nobody doesn't look at their phone for 12 hours.
No, exactly. That's why I know when people aren't responding to me, I'm like, either you like me and you're trying to play hard to get.
Yeah, games.
Because that's what I do.
Games.
Or you just don't want to respond to me. And or if you respond to me, like, soon, then, like, you're a normal-ass person. And also, I'm not going to be weirded out if you respond to me in, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you just were on your phone and you saw it.
Which is not weird. Like...
No, it's not weird. Like, don't be self-conscious about that.
It's weird when I get 8 texts in a row and they're paragraphs and they're like...
No, well, they should.
That's, like...
That also depends on the person
you're
dealing with. Like,
yeah.
If it's a person who texts like that or not.
Yeah.
Paragraph text, regardless, no, you're doing too much. Don't do that
Mm-mm.
much. Don't be writing a paragraph.
No, there should
call,
never be a
call
wall.
Call someone. What the hell?
Oh, yeah. Okay, honestly, like, people don't call enough these days.
I think when someone calls you, also just, like, for guys, if a guy calls you, that's, like, super attractive. I feel like that's super attractive.
Me too.
Like, I'm really into that.
When I So, when I met my ex, we met on Bumble, and this is when I was studying in London. He, before we met, he was like, do you mind if I call you? And I'm like,
whoop.
I'm freaking out. I'm like, what? Who the fuck does this?
Right.
Like, I'm like, is this a British thing? And I'm like, okay. So he calls me. I'm like, look at the number on my phone for like 3 minutes as it rings, like heart
yeah.
beating.
Like, what the fuck?
I know.
Like,
I'm not
how dare you?
This. Like,
oh my God.
And I pick it up, and he just had like, the sweetest British accent, because, like, obviously I'm in
right.
London. Like, how did I forget? And, yeah, I was smitten.
The
I
best
was like,
when it's like, how are you? How was your day? And you're like,
what?
Are you kidding right now? You seriously just asked me that?
You're like, put a goddamn ring on it.
I'm like, how dare you leave me on like that? Fuck off. So, but, yeah, no, that, I love when people call you, which they don't do
They
enough.
Don't do it anymore. They just don't do it anymore.
Rude. But it's okay. We'll try to whip them into shape a little bit.
Honestly, that you're so right. That's such a turn on.
It's such a turn on.
Because it's like confidence.
Be a gentleman.
And don't play games.
Don't play fucking games. Unless I want you to play games, but most of the time I don't.
It's
60-40.
It's like if your primary mode of communication with someone is like Snapchat text, you know that shit ain't serious.
Exactly.
But if someone's calling you...
You know.
You know.
You fucking... Or in person. I mean, that's
yeah,
obviously.
Obviously. But I mean, like, when you're not together.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So that's... That's that.
Yeah, I mean, fuck that guy.
That's
that.
That.
Like,
on that.
And if you... Sir, if you pop up again, just think about what... Think about your actions.
Think about what you fucking did.
Yeah, because, like, you doing nothing is you doing the most.
Literally, you're doing the fucking most. And, like, you think that I don't have other people in this world, like...
I know.
You're confused.
Oh, man.
You're
am I
confused.
Right?
Yeah.
Honestly, not even just men. Just, like, anybody who does that sucks.
I know. That's my pet peeve.
Yeah.
Ghosting is my pet peeve.
I wonder, like, what the ghosting was, like, when people didn't have phones.
Probably not. You probably wrote someone a goddamn fucking letter, and if you didn't like them, I don't know. You just didn't write them a letter. Also, there were, like, two people because, like, you actually had to date people in your surrounding.
Yeah, that's so true.
So, but, I mean, as much as I love, like, meeting people not in my surroundings, but, like...
Yeah, so you had mentioned this other guy.
Yeah. That's been, like, a long... I guess, like, a longer time coming.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know if, like, long time coming would be, like, the proper terminology because, like, I don't know if
nothing's
it's really
happened
progressed.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's progressed.
It's progressing, but there's no action.
There's no
yet.
Action. Yeah. So, which is, like, frustrating. Well, yeah, it's frustrating. I think I'm going to try to just, like, not force it, but just, like,
yeah,
mold it into,
yeah,
like, happening. Like, give it a little tap and, like, have it
mm-hmm.
fit in
sometimes
the right spot.
People just need guidance.
I really think that he's just going to need a nudge. And also, I don't want, like, a serious relationship
yeah.
out of it. Like, at least
not,
not
with
right
this
now,
guy.
Yeah, like, at least I don't think I do. So it's just, like, fun, but it's just, like, it would just be, like, really victorious for me to just, like, have that in the bag.
Yeah, of
like,
course.
I think it would just be a good feeling. But, yeah, like him, had a crush on him from when he moved here. Thought he was cute, and then, like, I did what I always do, which is, like, shove it literally all the way down. Like, if I think so, if I think I like someone, I'm
right.
just like, that's not happening today. Good night.
Yeah.
And then
like, we're talking about emotionally available people here. Right. Okay.
I'm just like, no, not today.
Let's
and then
just,
I, like, could
not
I literally could not shove it down, and I had to tell one of my coworkers, which I fucking hated. And I told, and I was like, please don't tell anyone.
But yeah.
I think I have a crush on this guy. Yeah. It's fucking weird. Why do I like him?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my gosh, like, no, that's so valid. Like, he's so hot. And I was like, I know. Like, I was like, but is he out of my league? Like, please tell me. And he was like, no, no, no. Like, he's not out of your league. Like, you two would be cute. Like, whatever. And I'm like, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. And then it just became like a slow progression.
Slow burn.
Me sliding into his DMs. And then he followed me. And then he responded, and then it's just been like a DM situation. And then I gave him my number, and he didn't text me, and I was like, all right, fuck off.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah.
And then I went back to this other guy, and then he decided to be nice to me again and start, well, he's always been flirty with me in person, but he started to like be flirty with me again on Instagram recently and like actually watch my shit and like my shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
You're back.
You've resurfaced, I can see.
Yeah.
And just, like, say stuff in person that's, like, I have people literally coming up to me being, like, he's being really flirty with you in person, like, at work. And I'm, like, well, there's nothing I can do about that. Like, I wish I could help you.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept, like, shoving it down because I thought that he had a girlfriend.
Right. Wrench in the
because
story.
I'm a fucking stalker, and I saw stuff in his tagged photos.
That's not okay. All right, this is not being a stalker. No, this is not stalking. This is just due diligence.
Okay, so I saw a one.
It's stalking
photo.
When you're like.
Have you seen the tagged photo?
No, let me see it. It's like
you. This is you're about to see the tagged photo that literally sent
you know,
me through a fucking whirlwind.
This is the thing. Like, you know when it's stalking. You know it's stalking when you're knee deep in the Venmo feed looking at who they're sending shit to. That is stalking.
Can I find his Venmo?
Probably.
If I don't, but what if I don't have his Venmo?
All right, let's not go in this hole right now. This is what I'm saying people shouldn't do.
I'll do it tonight. Shh.
Don't be the girl who's going on the Venmo. I had a friend. Oh my God. I had a friend who their friend was like hooking up with this girl. This guy was hooking up with this girl and like. They were having a situationship, and she went crazy on him. He was like, all right, I gotta get out of this. She's, like, sending him paragraphs on everything, like, messenger, text message, everything.
Oh my
he
God.
Blocks her on everything. Forgets about Venmo, because obviously, who remembers Venmo?
My Venmo's private.
Oh! Is that okay? Okay, yeah. I don't know. But
you can't see my
she would send him, like, a penny, and then send him, like, blocks of text on Venmo.
Oh, my God. What a fucking
crazy.
That shit is psychotic.
Crazy.
I wouldn't even... That wouldn't even cross my mind.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I would just be like, give up, sis. It's done. We're done.
I have no words.
Fold.
At that point, take your penny.
At that point, take your money.
Penny for your thoughts.
Like, you're losing
no,
money.
No, thank
She's
you.
She's losing her coin, literally,
She's
on this
literally
man. And her respect. Her dignity.
She lost everything a while ago. If you go through, like, you know how fucking long it takes Venmo to load?
Yeah.
Like, you
She's
had
like,
time.
Over here in the subway, like, waiting for
you
her LTE to come back, being like, I need to check
Venmo. Oh, like, my God. Bitch, you had time to think that through.
All right. Here's the photo.
Okay.
You're gonna be shook. First of all, look at what he commented. Look at how.
Okay.
I don't want to be rude, but she's really not cute. Okay, now scroll to the very last picture. Keep going. You're gonna be shook.
Oh, what? Okay, just for the listeners, in his tagged photos, there's just like a very, very couple-y
shot.
Yeah, very couple-y post, couple-y shot. I would easily think that he's dating this girl.
Right. But look at his profile now. There's not one lick of her.
Not one.
Look at his birthday post. It's his last post. Don't like it because I'm petty and I didn't like it.
She didn't one, he's hot. Like, get it. And two, yeah, nothing. He's way hotter than she is, which,
exactly.
You know, honestly, like, girl, get your bag. Like,
she's
I love.
Older than he is.
Okay, I don't know. Some guys have, like, they're into different things,
yeah.
And that's cool, but I'm like, Like, I'm never gonna slut shame someone. I'm never gonna, like, no. If you're into something,
my friend literally goes, do it. I don't give it that long till he realizes he can do better.
Well, yeah.
And then a week later, he went on a date with a different girl, and then she wasn't into him. And I'm like, listen, I know. I just know that, like, it's fine now. But that's why that picture threw me for a fucking loop. And then my friend was like, I think he's just been leading her on because he's, like, that kind of person.
That's, like, kind of what it looks like.
Also, and then she goes, he's also, like, really touchy.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, well, this is, like, a lot of things. Also, like, I stayed away because I thought he was dating someone, even though he was sending me DMs.
Yeah, that shit's confusing.
Also, I didn't ask for this. Preface, he replied to my story, so I did not ask for this resurfacing.
Right. But you know what? Why not?
Exactly. I'm just like, play with me. Look, literally look at me leaving him on fucking red. Do you see this shit?
Power to the people, my girl.
Don't fucking open it.
Do you know what he said?
Yeah, but I'm not fucking opening that shit. If you open it, I swear to God, I'll kill you.
No, I'm not gonna open it.
I'm trying to keep up my reputation. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, tell me. So we came into a little mishap where we started screaming people's names, and for the sake of privacy, I just had to cut that part out of the segment. So we're back.
Information.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back.
She was about to tell us
that shit is so funny.
What was that?
So basically, I had told him, I like gave him a proper roast, because he was designing something. And so I said, merch chic.
Cute. Merch chic. Two words. Simple.
Question mark. Chic. No period.
To the point.
I was not doing the fucking most.
No.
And then he tried to be petty and wait a long time to respond to it. And I was like, I see what you're doing. I know you're not busy.
Yeah.
Like, I know what you're doing here. And then the next day, he decides to like my reply and say, you're getting the first one.
Well, was he going to hand deliver it? Like, what's good?
Well,
like,
and so then
he finally going to text you with the number that
he
has?
Right, but I was like, don't be a fucking petty bitch. So I didn't, I left him. I didn't respond to him for 4 days. And then
you're like, let me not be a petty bitch. Doesn't respond for 4 days.
No, I was like, I don't know.
But also, like, what do you say to
that? But also, like, what the fuck do you want me to say? Like, oh my god, like, great, come over now. And like,
that's what I wonder, like, sometimes.
Hook up. Like, yeah. What the fuck do you want? Like, oh my god, that's so hot. Like, thanks for giving me your sweater.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right, correct.
But, like, I'm not gonna, like, I'm sorry. Like, you're not doing that much. Like, I'm not gonna respond to you.
Yeah.
I don't need to respond to you. So I saw him every single day that I didn't respond to
him.
Had fine interactions.
Yeah.
I'm not responding to your shit. Anyway. So then today, I sent him, like, a funny picture, and he responded at, let's see when he responded at 6:23 p.m. 6:32 p.m. saying LMFAO, what?
Okay.
Which makes sense if you get
what I said.
But I sent that as bait because I just wanted him to respond again so that I could leave, not respond to him, because I have a plan for next week, which is my whole, like, texting situation. But I'm just
so trying. Are we arguably playing games here?
110%. But he played games first, so, like,
true.
Try me.
True. All's fair.
Also, like, he's, like, semi-sought after, even though he tells me that I'm getting the first one, so I was, like,
word.
I thought he saw the girlfriend then. I almost fucking was, like, do you want me to just respond saying, oh, I thought your girlfriend would get the first one?
Like, how's your girl?
You motherfucker.
How's the girl?
Yeah, I thought your girlfriend would be getting your first fucking sweater. Liar. Liar!
Yeah.
Like, Khloe Kardashian. Like, that's literally, but then I chilled.
Yeah.
And I still haven't read it. I still haven't opened a single one because I sent a photo. But you can send photos without opening it.
Oh my god, we're getting so deep here.
No, I'm just petty. But long story short, you gotta be petty if you wanna get someone who's sought after.
You're not wrong. Because, like, it's like, once you're not giving them the attention that they crave, they come right back.
If something's hard, you literally try harder. Do you know what I'm saying? If it's unavailable, you try harder.
I guess.
It's easier.
But trying harder is, like, not doing anything.
Not for him. For him, trying harder is doing more.
To you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for you...
For me, it seems like I'm not... Because before, I would respond to her shit in 2 seconds.
Do you find it hard, though, like...
To not respond to him?
Yeah.
Not now, because that doesn't mean much. But, like, when he asked me a question, like, he responded to my other story asking me a question, and I had to respond in, like...
Yeah.
4 hours.
Because, like, even for me, when a guy texts me, and, like, I'm on my phone all the time.
I don't want to be a dick. But, like I, at this point, I have... there's a past.
Yeah. You gotta, like... Sometimes you just gotta do it.
I was like, if you're trying to ignore me, I mean, I gave you my number.
Yeah. That's a move. That is a move. Like,
and he liked it. Take the hit. He double tapped it.
That's annoying. But that's annoying. Okay. That's the thing. That comes back to what we were saying before. It's like, where is the mode of communication happening? And, like, how committal is it? It's like, we got snap text. We got Insta DMs. We got...
Texts.
Regular texts.
And then calls.
Calls. FaceTimes.
Right.
I think. Yeah.
But I'm over here, like... Also, when the other girl came, because I've met her...
Yeah.
He literally didn't introduce her as anything. Like, not even, like, this is my friend.
Okay, so then there's nothing...
Well, there. I know, but I'm like, it's just... I need to play hard to get because nobody else is playing hard to get with him. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if no one else
gotta
is playing
stand
hard
out.
To get, he's going to go after the person he's playing hard to get, a.k.a. why he's trying.
Yep. And that is the tea.
That is the tea. Literally, right there. But, so, I'll keep you updated, though. It's a riveting
Please.
Tale.
Please.
Please, too.
You know I always want to hear it.
I am seeing him tomorrow, so we'll see.
Well, definitely keep me updated.
Oh, I literally will.
Tell me, like, is there anything going on in your life? Anything else you want to talk about? Like,
oh my god, I just got my belly button pierced.
Oh! Okay, yes. What made you do that?
I just was like, I want my belly button pierced. And then my mom was like, no. And I was like, sorry, can't stop me.
Right, that's an adult. So bye.
And then I fucking went to my piercer and got it pierced. And then it was too small. So it was getting irritated. So I got a new one.
It looks really good.
Which looks really good. Because it's comfortable now.
Honestly, you can pull it off.
I'm into it.
Not everyone can pull it off.
I feel like it really has just upgraded me. Also, those other thoughts don't have belly button rings, let me tell you.
How many piercings you have, and how many...
I only have my ears pierced.
Okay,
and belly button. That's it.
And how many tattoos do you have?
I have 4.
You just got one semi-recently.
Literally, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, with your mom.
With my mom.
So cute.
So that's fun, but I love tattoos. Love guys with tattoos.
Okay, good to
Hence,
know.
Hence, this is a guy.
Yeah, he does have tattoos.
He has tattoos, which is hot.
You know what's great? Our type will never overlap.
No, so, our types
could not be
literally. Actually, I feel like you could pick out a guy for me, and I could pick out a guy for you.
I agree with that.
But also, like, if I need a guy who dresses well too, which, like, well, I don't think he.
I'm like kind of like that too.
He doesn't dress that well. No, but he doesn't dress like well as much as he just like dresses like.
What is dressing well?
He has like nice sneakers.
Like, explain to me what is dressing well to you, and what do you think dressing well is to a guy, and is dressing well a turn on?
Well, first of all, yes, dressing well is a turn on. But, like, you see what I mean? Like, he's not, like, dressed well here, but, like, I see your sneakers.
Right. Let's explain it, like, to the
it's
crowd,
like,
the
for
audience.
Me, it's, like, athleisure, but, like, you could also wear a suit.
Word. Mike Johnson, bachelor shit.
Looks
good in a three-piece.
Essentially, like, if you're Michael B. Jordan, hit me up. That's all I'm saying. You know, the other day, my coworkers tried to convince me that Michael B. Jordan came to my job. And I was like, you're lying to me. Please stop fucking with me. And because they know
I think
love
you would
him.
Literally die
no,
if that happened.
Then they kept saying it. And, like, you know when people keep saying something and you know it's a lie, but, like, they keep saying it so much that you kind of think it's true?
Yeah.
I'm not even lying to you. I started crying. Like, tears started welling up in my eyes. I was like,
no!
I said, you can't tell me that. Like, he was not, like, please don't tell me that I missed him and he was here because, like, he's like everything.
You're like, I've been here for two years. Like,
I said, he's
my
everything.
You can't tell me at this point I've missed it.
He's literally, he dresses so well. See, this is what you need. You need those suede, you know those suede, like, booties that guys wear with some skinny jeans, like the Saint Laurent booties? Secretly, like, love them, that they're a little heeled. I'm like, kind of
yeah,
that.
No. I love a guy who can rock a boot, you know?
A little heeled boot.
Yeah.
Like, some a suede, like, jacket, like, you know those, like, shearling suede jacket?
Yes, yeah.
I'm not opposed to some skinny jeans, like,
no,
honestly.
No, obviously not, Honestly,
just make it work.
It's so easy for guys to dress well.
Literally,
they don't
t-shirt,
need to be
jeans,
uncomfortable.
And some nice shoes.
Even if you wear all black, to me, in my mind, you're making an effort. And I
exactly.
will think that you are dressing, or you care, not that you're dressing well, but you care about how you look. Like, if you're wearing black jeans, black Chelsea boots, and a black t-shirt, the New York City men's uniform.
He's dead ass looks good in this.
Word. Exactly.
And he's wearing sweatpants.
Like, you can really make it work, dudes. Like, I don't need
you
going to the Gap.
You can wear a sweatsuit and look cute. You don't have to be doing the most.
You also don't need to be wearing button-down shirts everywhere at every white boy in Murray Hill. Honestly.
No, literally, you can do... There it is.
Just be, like, conscious.
But, like this...
Pick up a GQ
leather
every
jacket
once in a while.
Also works.
Oh, a leather jacket's a great piece. Men, if you're listening,
invest.
Really easy way to up your look. You don't
girls,
even invest in something, like, expensive.
Be all over you if you wear a leather jacket.
That's actually so true. That's so true.
You wear a leather jacket and some nice gray-ish black jeans, but, like, some nice suede brownish, like, sand boots.
Okay, you're... Okay.
That's cute. A clean cut?
Yes.
I'm gonna need you to have a clean cut. Straight up. I'm gonna need you to have your lines
in
fucking order. Go.
Parallel. Like, perpendicular.
That shit, you need to go
I
to the barber that day.
Geometry on that shit. Like.
Literally. You know, I heard this girl, who I love, follow her on YouTube. She's so ratchet, but I love her. She's from Queens. She's my favorite. She was like, you know how girls get Brazilian waxes before you go see a guy? You better go to the fucking barber and clean up your edges.
Yeah,
before I see you.
That's the least you can do.
Clean lines.
That shit's not painful. You get pampered at the barber. Like,
literally.
You think
my
waxer? You think my waxer is pampering me?
No.
It's not happening. It's not happening.
Getting your upper lip waxed is a joyous experience.
No.
No. It's hot and you have to smell the powder and not sneeze.
Oh, God.
It sucks. But I do it.
I do laser now. For my upper lip.
Oh, for your upper lip?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's it.
I literally have to do it, like, once every 2 years, but I wax.
Yeah, same.
There's only one. But, like, but you have to keep it up, which is so annoying.
Yeah,
it's
you gotta keep it
every
up.
Month.
And it's expensive.
Yeah, and it's
and, like,
it
doesn't
expensive.
Matter.
I bet you the barber's cheaper.
Yep. Doesn't matter, like, people might not see it, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
no
people always see your edges. People always
see your
edges.
These edges better be clean.
Like, you got a reason to keep yourself lined up. Like,
if your edges are not clean, we really can't talk.
Do you expect, at least, like, if you're getting a wax, do you expect a guy to be trimmed or in order down there? Like,
absolutely,
what,
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
And if they're, okay, what if they're not? And they're like, I don't care about you either. Like, you do you. Can you still have those expectations?
Yeah, because it's not like a bush.
Yeah,
if
but
I'm
like
clean.
I know, and that's your preference,
clean.
And that's for you, but like.
I say if you want to be with me, you better keep up.
You better keep up. All right.
I said if you like me, then you better keep up.
And that's,
right?
And that's that. I mean, I think everybody has different views on this.
Yeah.
I'm like.
I mean, I don't think it's all I don't think it's all physical. Like, I actually don't think like a guy needs to have like. The perfect body, like, by any circumstance. I think it's kind of creepy if it's not your job, like...
To be super obsessed.
If it's not your job,
yeah.
I think it's weird if you have, like, a six-pack. Because I'm like, how much time are you spending in the gym?
Yeah.
Like, people with regular jobs have, like, a four-pack, maybe, if they work out a lot.
Maybe.
Or, just,
or they're just...
They're just, like,
genetically
fit.
Like that.
Generally
yeah.
fit. But, like, I'm fine... Literally, there are some dads who leave SoulCycle, and when they, let me tell you, when they step in, they look like, I don't even know who they are, they're wearing, like, Sperry's with, like, shorts, and then they step out in a full business suit, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
honestly,
they clean
you
up.
Have a good location. Like,
and you're hot.
You're not necessarily,
but
like,
DILF
you know,
vibes.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Like, DILF, but, like, I shouldn't be into them. Like, literally, their kids are probably in middle school, like. Like too old.
We probably shared teachers with them.
Oh, 100%. Like these people are too old for me. But like when they come out of that shower and their hair is like slicked back and they're wearing a suit and they have a briefcase, I'm like, where did you emerge from? Like,
yeah,
that's cute.
Yeah. All right. So maybe
should we call it there.
Wrap it up.
I feel like this has been so entertaining.
I've had a really good time. I'm like definitely gonna be. I gotta figure out how to edit this.
Yeah, because there's some racy things / really specific things.
Yeah, that maybe shouldn't be.
Maybe people shouldn't know. But, like, honestly, I feel like since it's anonymous, how many people who are in this will actually hear it?
I mean, I have zero listeners as of now.
Right, but, like, nobody, but, like, he's not gonna hear it.
No, probably not.
He won't even fucking
know. And also, like, I think, like, who, if you care so much.
Also, as we don't get into the details till, like, kind of later.
Yeah. So and if you care so much as to, like, get in and creep around to figure out who this is,
text,
like,
me, bitch. If you're listening to this and you know who you are, text me.
Yeah, just shoot her a text.
Ask me on a fucking
just
date
slide
already.
In her DMs, because you know, you heard guys have done that.
Don't slide into my DMs, because I gave you my fucking number, so text me. Or call me, like we said.
But if you are listening to this and you know who she is, throw her a text. Tell her how well she did.
Throw me a text.
And if you know of her, slide in her DMs. Or slide in our podcast DMs and we'll hook it up. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
So much fun.
Yeah,
thank you
for joining me on this crazy quest. Also, this just happened because we thought Bachelor in Paradise was on tonight.
We were fooled.
And we were fooled.
We were bamboozled by Chris Harrison himself.
So, you know what? This is the most dramatic season yet.
I feel scammed. I feel bamboozled.
I feel hurt. Unwinked. Okay. So, but because of Chris Harrison's evil mistake by misleading all of us, he's the kind of guy who leads you on and ghosts you, Chris Harrison.
Actually, like, why do I feel like he's probably really fucking needy? Like, probably.
Yeah, well, fucking Lauren Zima is like,
oh my
Chris,
God.
Stop blowing off my line.
He's like, I'm fucking rich. I don't give a shit.
All right, well, we can't get into The Bachelor now because,
anyway,
like, this is going to be a whole nother podcast.
Yes.
But thank you so much for coming on. I hope all of this sounds great and we'll make it to our first episode. And guys, like, follow me on Instagram. Don't have the handle yet. Might edit it in here.
No. You should have had a drink before this.
Yes.
Should have been drinking throughout.
Should have been drinking throughout because
keep the libations coming.
That's what we've been doing.
Yep.
Sure. and you know what it is? Drinks first. Thank you.
Bye.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed the first episode of Drinks First just as much as I enjoyed recording it. I know the audio is a little shaky right now, but if this gains enough traction, your girl's gonna invest in some better equipment. And if you are interested in today's guest, you can reach out and try and connect with her through the Drinks First Instagram, which is @drinks.first. And all the instructions on how to slide into the DMs are under a highlight on the Instagram page. You can also reach out to me at drinksfirstpodcast@gmail.com and my personal Instagram @ArianaNathani28. I would love any feedback, and if you're interested in being on the podcast, please reach out. And yeah, I just can't wait to keep doing this. It's a blast, and I hope you guys enjoyed it.